Along with healing, prayer for comfort is common. Prayer for God's comfort extends to all kinds of suffering. We honor God when we know His comfort. It shows that He is great, so we are pleased to pray for it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. We pray for comfort, and after we know that comfort, we can pass it on to someone else in times of trouble. When we pray for comfort for someone, we pray specific prayers whenever possible. Please, Lord, comfort Mary is okay. But what kind of comfort is Mary asking for? When possible, we ask her what comfort she hopes to receive from the Lord. Comfort might mean simply that the storm of suffering would lessen, or it might mean that the suffering would be increasingly outweighed by the knowledge of Christ and what we have in Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, or both. We pray and then we follow up and ask if our friend has received comfort. If comfort is slow in coming, we pray especially that spiritual benefits would outweigh the hardships. The greatest of these comforts, of course, is that because of Jesus' death and resurrection, our God will never leave us or forsake us. Only our sins could separate us from God, and those sins have been paid for once and for all in Jesus. This is the best comfort. As comfort comes, the Lord has blessed two people, both the one who prayed and the one who received comfort. Together they have witnessed the love of God and the Spirit's power. That is how God builds His church. Prayer for faith. Prayer for comfort eventually merges with prayer for faith. That is, comfort leads us back to the promises and presence of God, which we know by faith. Our friend might not ask us to pray for this, but Scripture keeps leading us to the best things. When we pray for faith, we pray to be able to see clearly and trust more fully. Without such vision, perseverance is impossible. Lord, please give my friend eyes to see spiritual realities in her suffering. That is one loaded prayer for faith. In it, we are assuming that there are two ways of seeing. One way is with the naked eye. We open our eyes in the morning and see chaos, mounting storms, loved ones in trouble, and sins galore in a world that seems to be getting worse. The other way is to see with our eyes of faith. We open them and see past what our senses detect to the love of God. Because why else would Jesus die for us when we were acting as His enemies?